Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey Fleck here, along with Chad Markowitz. We are your hosts for this weekend show, also your hosts throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and our podcast, Cullen Economics Report. We, every day, are commentating on the markets and interviewing companies that have either caught your attention, all of our listeners, or caught our attention due to some of the recent news that has come out. Now, in this weekend's show, we're really going to focus on companies here, because look, fact of the matter is, when you're looking at the precious metals, especially sector, the market's been pretty slow and it's been a tough market. We've commentated a lot on different technical levels to watch, and unfortunately, at least in the near term, stuff hasn't changed all that much. So I think it's the most important thing, especially at the end of the year here, to look into companies that might be on your shopping list, companies that are on our shopping list, because of the fact that, look, it really does feel like a lot of these resource companies and resource stocks are on sale, but unfortunately, they've been on sale almost all year. We're kicking off the show with Robert Sinn, also known as Goldfinger, over at CEO.ca. Now, Robert, we bring you on the show on a regular basis to commentate on the markets and also the companies. And again, we're going to be focusing on the companies and on a article that you released back at the tail end of November. November 26th, you entitled this article, Goldfinger's 2021 Tax Loss Silly Season Shopping List. Now, you outline, I believe it's five or six companies within this article. We'll get to those companies, but first, let me ask you, look, it feels like every explorer is down 70% this year, or at least from their highs of 2020. What isolates certain companies for you to say, this one's better than the other one, even though they've all pulled back?
Hey, Corey. Yeah, thanks for inviting me on to talk about the tax law silly season shopping list. Yeah, I put out that article a couple of weeks ago, actually the day after Thanksgiving. The market was getting hit very, very hard on that Friday. And, you know, yeah, a lot of companies are down big in 2021 in the gold and silver sector, especially among the juniors. And so, yeah, I wrote in the article, actually the first paragraph, I started with like 20 different possibilities, candidates, you know, for this list. And I had to narrow it down to six. And it wasn't an easy process. It wasn't easy to make these choices. But some things that I did focus on were quality of management teams. All six of these companies have strong management teams with CEOs that I have confidence in. Most of them are not, except for Angold, which just announced a financing, a small $2 million financing, you know, with the exception of Angold, none of them has to raise money this second. They could all wait 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road, raise money, hopefully under better market conditions, maybe after they put out some good news, right? And then another thing is that these companies are not really old, expired cartons of milk. So most of them are relatively new to the market. A few of them launched either in late 2020 or early 2021 amid high expectations. Like with the case of Angold and Outback in particular, when these companies started trading, sentiment in the sector was much stronger, and they kind of came to market at pretty high valuations. And so that was a ripe set up for, you know, disappointment. Obviously, new company, high expectations, relatively high market valuation. And then you have this year of 2021 where gold and silver kind of trend sideways to lower, and companies are struggling to complete drill programs on time, and the labs are super slow in bringing back the results from drill programs. And so that's just created this perfect storm where, you know, companies like Outback and Angold are down big, very, very big year to date, and certainly from their all-time highs. You know, with Angold, it was at 53 cents at one point early in the year, recently traded down to about 12 cents. With Outback, it was above a dollar at one point earlier in the year, and it's trading about 21, 22 cents right now. So we've seen some really big haircuts here, and the valuations and the negativity around many of these companies make them attractive to me, actually.
So let's get into some of these companies. You've already mentioned Angold and Outback. We will dive a bit more into those, but I do want to start off with one of the larger companies within this list, Elevation Gold Mining. Now, this company also used to be known as Northern Vertex Mining. That's when Eclipse Gold Mining and Northern Vertex came together. They recently rebranded into Elevation Gold Mining. They are traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ELVT. And on the OTC market under the symbol EVGDF. Now, this company is a production company. They have the Moss Mine up and running that is cash flowing for them. They also see some growth potential around there. And they also have this Hercules asset, that one more of an exploration play that came from Eclipse. What do you like about this company? Where do you see the catalyst coming from?
I would say Elevation is probably the most hated one on this list of all the six companies. It has a lot of negativity around it, it seems. A lot of people are very sour, especially with the chart going from basically $3 to under a dollar now. You know, we're at 84 cents, making a new low. As we have this conversation, the market cap is $51 million in Canada, which, as you said, this is an operating mine in northwest Arizona. 30 to 40,000 ounces of gold output per year. It's heap leach, near surface, oxide gold. I was at the mine in May of this year, and I really like the operations. I like the location of the project near infrastructure in a great mining trend, the Walker Lane trend of northwestern Arizona. You know, you're a two-hour drive from Vegas, 3 or 4 hour drive from Phoenix. Lots of high quality skilled mining labor in the area. So there's a lot of things to like about that. You know, what's not to like, I guess? Well, I guess what's not to like is that it's obviously higher cost. We're talking about $1,300 to $1,400 all in cost on those gold ounces. So not a low cost mine by any stretch. And obviously, part of that higher cost is the scale. 30,000 ounces is not a huge mine, right? And so the opportunity here is to get Moss up to something like 45 or 50,000 ounces a year and add some scale to it and try to get that all-in cost down back under $1,200. And so they're working on that. There's a new, leach pad that was just built. And they're adding ounces with the, drill bit. Every month or two, the company puts out more results, and they continue to drill this resource out. And, you talk to the company, Mike Allen, the CEO, he's pretty confident they have over 1 million ounces there at Moss, and it's just going to take time to prove that. But if you think about, let's say they do get the output up to 40 to 45,000 ounces a year, and there is 1 million ounces there, you've got a pretty long mine life there. And then that's not even talking about the Hercules project that you mentioned, and then also all the exploration potential at Moss.
You are right, Robert. Lots of exploration potential within the company as well as that production portfolio. We have to wrap up this segment here, but we're having you back on for the next, I believe, one, maybe even two segments to continue to recap some of the stocks that you like heading into the new year. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your week.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Robert Sinn, a.k.a. Goldfinger. Now, we talked about Elevation Gold Mining in the last segment, and full disclosure, Shad and myself are shareholders of Elevation. In this segment, we're going to switch over to AnGold Resources, then trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AAU, also on the OTC markets under the symbol AAUGF. This company holds a handful of projects. The main project, the Iron Butte project in Nevada. They also hold two projects in Chile, as well as the Uchi project in Ontario, Canada. What do you like about AnGold here, Robert?
Well, you know, honestly, Corey, I think the thing I like most about AnGold is the management team. You know, this is a top-notch, you know, management team. I like the CEO. They have Doug Ramshaw and Michael Connor as advisors to the company. A very strong team there. And honestly, in junior mining, the most important aspect of a junior mining company is typically the management team. A bad management team can, you know, ruin shareholder value with the best projects out there. And a strong management team can take, you know, mediocre projects and advance them and make value for shareholders. And so I like AnGold for that. The valuation at what, 11, 12, 13 million market cap in Canada. That's barely more than a Shell valuation. And as you mentioned, they have an extensive project portfolio, four different projects, South America, Canada, and the U.S. The main focus is the project in the, you know, U.S. near the Battle Mountain trend. And basically what you have there is you have a historic resource near surface, you know, sort of oxide, you know, resource of more than 600,000 ounces. But the idea, the concept is it's a low sulfidation epithermal system that has not been drilled to depth. So while there has been work done on the project, it has been drilled historically, and the, you know, there's this 600,000 ounces at about two-thirds of a gram that's been outlined near surface. That's probably not going to set the world on fire by itself. What you need is you need to get that over a million ounces and hopefully above 2 million ounces and find some higher grade gold at depth. And so that's what AnGold's going to be doing early in the new year. They will drill this project to depth to try to find the boiling zone, the higher grade sweet spot of this system. And they've been doing the work that you need to do to optimize your drill targeting. Because, like, you know, a lot of investors would just love to see companies put a million holes in the ground and let's keep drilling. But it's very expensive, especially in this part of the world, the southwest of the, you know, U.S., a big mining area, lots of projects being drilled out down there. And it's very expensive. Diamond core drilling, $350 a meter, $400 a meter in some areas. You can burn through a treasury very quickly by just trying to drill 400-meter holes all over the place, right? So they've been doing the work that they need to optimize the you know, drill targeting, and so we will get that maiden program, the Diamond Core program, early in 2022.
Well, Robert, on a company like AnGold, and it doesn't have to just be AnGold, but it could be any project like this where it's a relatively new explorer. They've got their flagship with Iron Butte, but they've also got the four projects. And as you just outlined, it's expensive just to drill the one project. So sometimes investors don't put much value into the other two or three projects, and companies are left with few choices, either to leave them on the shelf or to sporadically go down and drill them. Or sometimes they'll bring in a JV partner and option part of those other projects out just to move those along. Sometimes they eventually will spin those projects out if the other project goes primary. How do you value the overall explorer when, you know, clearly most of the action is where they're drilling on the flagship? And then the other question would be, because of those expenses you just outlined, do you want them to get the value from the market where they hit those higher grade zones, and that's usually what's going to increase the valuation of explorer? Or do you want to see them making measured progress to get it to that million ounces and get economic studies on and move it down the development pipeline? Sometimes in that development pipeline, companies kind of go stale as well. So what do you think the main driver for a company like AnGold with so many different projects and so many different
things? With Iron Butte, it's pretty clear to me that the near surface resource that they have, 600,000 ounces or so, is not probably not enough to be economic. It's not enough to make this project valuable by itself. It's a very nice starting point, though, because if they can expand that resource, you know, a long strike at depth and find some higher grades, then suddenly you really have something in basically the best state for mining in the U.S., you know, very attractive location for, you know, a gold mining project. So I think that's why they need to drill this. And that's the priority right now. That's quite clear. But you're right. It's four projects across two continents. That's a tall order for $12 or $13 million, you know, junior. So yeah, it's challenging. I think that what companies have to do is they have to steadily advance each project and figure out what the market actually really wants to see. Because at the end of the day, you're at the whim of the market. You're going to have to come back to the market to raise capital, to continue to do exploration work. And so you need to figure out what the market wants to see. And I think Angold has figured out what the market wants to see. We want this project drilled early in 2022. And then based upon the results of that drilling, they'll know what to do. If they drill 10 dusters and there's no boiling zone to be found, then focus on South America or Canada, right? If we hit the boiling zone and we hit 20 meters of 30 grams, then all systems go on this. And it's very clear what your flagship is then, right?
That is true. I think the company has done work on most of these, maybe all of these projects that they hold, and it seems like they are just waiting for the market and the drill bit to tell them which one they really need to go after. But all of these projects have shown some indication of mineralization. So, yeah, who knows? We followed along with them, and we will be following back up with them, but it has been a tough year for Angold. We are going to wrap it up here for the radio, but I do want to let everybody know, if you are listening on the radio, we are going to continue this conversation with Robert Sinn for actually quite a while. We're going to dive into a couple more stocks that were included in his article. We don't have time on the radio, though, so to hear the full segment, you can visit our website, kereport.com, click on that weekend show posting, or through our podcast, Corlin Economics Report, hour one of the weekend show. Again, Robert shares a few more stocks that he likes heading into the new year, and we bounce a few more questions off of him, asking really what are the catalysts going to be to drive these stocks higher, because even as we have seen some drill results start to trickle out of the market, fact of the matter is, very few have truly helped the underlying stock. We really just need a change in sentiment and a broad change in trend. Everybody, stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show with Rick Bensignor.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. A federal appeals court reinstates the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies employing more than 100 workers. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati ruling late yesterday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. Politico says a coalition of 27 business groups has quickly appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's unclear if it's allowed to stand when it would actually take effect as of now. Former Donald Trump ally Roger Stone used his Fifth Amendment right repeatedly yesterday, the right not to incriminate himself during a House committee probe of the January Capitol riot, and told reporters later, it's not because he's done anything wrong, but he says Democrats, quote, have a history of fabricating perjury charges. You can find USA Radio News online at usaradio.com. Many things have reopened, many restrictions had been rolled back, but now because of a surge again, a lot of disappointed tourists in New York City are having to deal with the fact that the Radio City Rockettes have announced they're ending their season early because of the COVID outbreak among the production staff.
Happy about it at all. This is our senior trip. We flew up here from Georgia.
We came from Virginia, so it's a long ride, and we came up here. We bought tickets 2 months ago.
It's just a long way to come to be disappointed.
Tickets for the canceled shows are supposed to be refunded. New York State saw a new record there for the highest number of new infections in a single day as results on Thursday were made public. Just over 21,000 people in a city testing positive for the virus. Meanwhile, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator saying yesterday that those who remain unvaccinated are creating a major risk to themselves and to everyone around them. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first few segments with Robert Sinn, where he went through some of the stocks that he is looking at the end of the year that in the resource sector, boy, oh boy, they all have sold off hard. In these next two segments, we're going to take a bit more of a big picture look at markets and a wide range of other sectors as we are chatting with Rick Bensignor, president of Bensignor Investment Strategies. Writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors. That is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. And on the retail side, Rick writes the In the Know Trader and a piece called 7-Eleven, where he picks no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs with the goal to beat the S&P. Rick, we're going to start off with U.S. equity markets because this week was really dominated by the Fed meeting and the Fed statement. And, of course, on the back of that Fed statement, we got some almost contrary moves in a wide range of markets. And at the end of the week, if we're focusing on U.S. markets, it looked like the markets were going to be weak early on in the day on Friday, but as we're recording this, about halfway through the day, we're seeing the markets push back, take back a lot of those losses from earlier in the day, and they are very close to all-time highs. Just continues to be the narrative around these markets of any weakness seems to be bought, and as much as people want to get on the short side of that trade, well, markets bounce back very quickly. It's been the story of over a year. Rick, what's your assessment of these U.S. markets as we headed into the week, fighting back, taking back a lot of those losses and ending close to all-time highs?
Yeah, so Corey, this morning, interestingly, the market was down enough to make new lows on the week. And as you say now, I mean, the S&P is almost unchanged on a day after being down, I don't know, close to, what, 50 points or so, something like that. The low today was 4,600, went right to, you know, that main figure. And now we're at 4,663, so a huge bounce back. But this is kind of the volatility that you expect to have with the Omicron virus, with the fact that, you know, the Fed became much more hawkish earlier this week, and the market rallied after that news and then gave it all back. And now it's, you know, it's mid-range again, kind of for the week. It shows you that investors right now are somewhat confused in which way to play, and you're going to see these movements both ways. And my guess is just when you think you've really got a handle on which way the next trend is going to be, it's going to snap back in your face the other direction. I mean, it's very easy to get very bearish this morning. And now, you know, if you sold earlier in the day, you've got decent losses already of at least 1%. That happened very quickly. So it reminds me a bit of what we've seen previously this year. But also, if you go back to a year ago when COVID was hadn't quite spread globally yet, but we knew it existed kind of in China. It was starting to move around. People are replaying what's occurred over time in both directions and with the volatility that you expect, because ultimately you can say that the big COVID sell-off from March 2020 bottomed, and we've had a huge rally since. So people think that. You certainly have enough people who think that at this point, whatever Omicron is going to do, it'll be somewhat short term. We might get a pullback, but it's all going to be, you know, potential entry to get in on the long side again with another major rally coming. Those who know how much the market sold off last year before we made that bottom are saying, you know, from an S&P that keeps stalling just north of 4,700, and even this week, inability to make new all-time high close or anything like that. So we made a new intraday high this week, but that same day that made that new intraday high closed on the low, just around down to 4,600. So we keep seeing these huge reversal-type days, and to me, the most important level is 44.43 on Friday closes. As long as we stay above that level, it's about 220 points beneath where we are now. This bull market is fine and just, you know, expectedly erratic given a change in the Fed, given Omicron going into the winter and the fact that these viruses usually get worse in cold weather. And it is spreading like wildfire across the U.S. Significantly, and it is something where, you know, this virus is something we're going to have to continuously deal with. We had the COVID, then the Delta variant, now we have the Omicron variant, and I'm no doctor. I can't tell you if this is the type of thing that is just one of many variants that are going to come, or if we get a handle on Omicron, is you know, that going to be kind of towards the end of things. I don't know. All I know is that this, the COVID virus and its related variants are here, and we've got to deal with it. And whatever your politics are, the reality is that this is a global situation. And when it comes to the markets, expect continued volatility as we go through the winter. I suspect that Omicron will get worse, and hopefully it's not as bad a you know, a strain as Delta is. And we have to all live with it, but expect volatility into the 2022. I don't see a sell off coming like we had in early 2020, but don't be surprised if the markets, you know, get knocked down every once in a while. But again, I'll reiterate, 44.43 in the S&P to me is the key level, and as long as you stay above there on Friday closes, the bull market is still a bull market. Under there, I changed my tune.
Yeah, you know, Rick, for as much as COVID does impact these markets, it really just brings in fear here and there, but that fear seems to dissipate very quickly, and markets seem to move back very quickly, or at least that's been the theme of this year. And you know what? A lot of eyes have been on the Fed, but there's one thing you've been pointing out to a lot of your subscribers that you think it's more about the bond market, more so credit spreads in terms of where the markets are going. This ties almost directly into just availability of money and funds for larger hedge funds, larger investors to put into the market. Why are credit spreads so important in your eyes, and what levels are you watching?
So credit spreads are kind of a generic term for the corporate bond market yields versus treasury market yields. And they widen out when you've got some concerns that affect the market. So, for instance, the spread that I watch, which is the ICE Bank of America U.S. Corporate Index, OAS, option-adjusted spread, reached just over 4% at the height of COVID mania back in early 2020. So the spreads between corporates, AAA corporates, and treasuries were over 4% at the height of the sell-off in stocks. They reversed as the bull market came back, or better said, as spreads came in, helping the bull market to fuel itself, because I do think credit spreads often give you the best clue before stocks are going to move of what the credit market thinks of the overall risk level in the marketplace. And traditionally on Wall Street, and a lot of stock individual investors wouldn't know this, but the smartest money has always been said to be in the fixed income market. So looking at clues from the fixed income market, in this case, a credit spread, you get a very good sense of where the biggest players on the street, and realize that, you know, the fixed income side is as big as the stock market is.
All right, Rick, thanks for starting to address that question. We are unfortunately out of time for this segment on the radio, but don't worry, we are getting Rick back on next segment. Stick around. We are going to be right back with Rick and Benzine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, here we are wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report and continuing to chat with Rick Vansignor. Now, Rick, we've already covered a lot in this segment, but as promised at the tail end of last segment, we're going to get a little bit more into the U.S. dollar, Bitcoin, and gold. Let's start off with the U.S. dollar, because the U.S. dollar, for as much negativity was around the dollar heading into this year, is actually having a pretty good year, and it is closing in on one of your targets here. The dollar currently right around 96.35 on the dollar index. Rick, let's start off with a big picture. Why were so many commentators wrong about the dollar this year?
I don't know what the impetus was to be that bearish, but as I've said to you and before on this show, it was the biggest global macro consensus trade coming into 2021 is that the dollar would fall apart. And the same time that as we were entering January of 2021, the models we use and place a lot of value on were suggesting that the dollar could likely bottom right then and there. So in my outlook for this year, I actually compared what I thought was going to happen this year in the dollar to what happened in 2017. So to go back to that just for a second, when Donald Trump won the election in November of 2016, the dollar ripped to the upside for the balance of the 7 weeks or so that were remaining in 2016. And it was expected that the dollar would rip higher into his presidency. So going into 2017, the biggest consensus global macro call across Wall Street was that the dollar would be very strong in 2017. That ended up being dead wrong, and the dollar peaked, made the high for 2017 on the very first trading day of the year. And it eroded the entire year to close on the low of 2017. So strategists on the street could not have been more wrong. We noticed that same thing coming into this year, but in reverse. We were getting buy signals at the same time that the global macro strategists were saying the dollar would be horrific this year. And we cautioned clients about listening to that and said, the risk is actually in being short the dollar, you want to be long the dollar. And if the pattern holds true, then 2021, the dollar index with, you know, 2 weeks to go or so of trading, will likely close on or near the high of this year. Again, making the bulk of the strategists as wrong as they could have been, because the dollar bottomed in 2021 in the first week in January. And it has not been steadily higher all year, but it is significantly higher than where we started the year, which was down in the 89 handle for the dollar index, and now we're talking about almost 96.5. So a significant move in the way that analysts did not correctly anticipate. So I've been looking to actually fade this up move in between 96.5 to 98 in the dollar index. And we've gotten there over the last 3 weeks or so, multiple times we've gotten above 96.5 to sell off under 96. So for, you know, trading, it's been very good levels. It wouldn't surprise me if we get one more jolt higher into year end and close right near the highs. But I'd actually think that anywhere from roughly 96.5 up to about 98 or so is where I'm willing to fade the rally. I don't know yet what the largest macro call is right now and where they stand on the dollar. I can tell you, and we'll shift a little bit here, that crypto is actually right now, from what I can tell, the biggest consensus short for 2022. And just based on history, if that's the largest consensus short, my guess is they're not going to be right. Now, it doesn't mean crypto can't be down net-net in 2022, but it may be down minimally, or they could be very right or very wrong. If I had to guess which one of those three, I'd say they're probably wrong, and that there can be some weakness in crypto. We're already, you know, in Bitcoin terms, we're already in the mid-40,000s. It's off of a high in the upper 60,000s, so it's already had a big correction. We got as low as, I think, 28,800 in the front month futures contracts on the sell-off we had earlier this year. And then we lifted up, you know, to new all-time highs from there. So I probably use the continued weakness in crypto to look to buy if you're looking for longer-term returns. But, look, Bitcoin does have a major double top in the mid to upper 60,000s. Ethereum has a major double top near the upper 3,000s to near 4,000. So you've got to be really a confirmed bull in crypto and kind of live through all these drawdowns if you're really thinking that Bitcoin's going $100,000 or more, you know, per coin, and that Ethereum's ultimately going to, you know, $10,000, which plenty of people think. So these are more kind of buy and close your eyes type ideas. They're, you know, hard to call them investments per se, but I guess in certain ways, if you really think that cryptocurrencies are going to be significant in the future, then yeah, you got to kind of buy them on weakness and close your eyes and be willing. And I say this, I've said it to every time I talk about cryptos, no matter what group I'm talking to, whether it's at a conference, whether it's in an interview like this, the media, whatever money you put into crypto, you have to be prepared to lose it all, and your life can't change it all. So if you're taking, if you're living paycheck to paycheck and you're putting a significant amount of money into crypto, I think that's a very foolish move. You've probably done decently so far. But, of course, it depends on where you got in. You know, whatever money I've put into crypto myself so far, if I lost it all, it's not going to change the way I live. It's not going to stop me from being able to pay bills. It's not going to stop me and my family from taking vacation, et cetera. It is kind of play money, and I picked a certain amount I was willing to potentially lose all of on the chance that, you know, I could make a 10 times return on my money over several years. And that's the way I look at it. So it's pure gambling type money. And I think that's the way most people should look at it, because despite what we know about it. We also know how much we don't know about it, and it's adopting. And will people actually pay with crypto, you know, down the road? Are you going to go into a Starbucks, buy a cup of coffee and pay with crypto? I kind of don't think so. So I don't know how universally this would actually be used as compared to it being an investment, let's call it that, that is attached to the greater fool theory, meaning you buy it because you think somebody's going to pay more than you. We simply don't know. It has no inherent value. It's, you know, to me, it's still very much in the category of gambling. But I'm willing to take a very small portion of my overall portfolio and put it into the gamble.
So you're willing to gamble just a little bit. But I understand why, right?
Yeah.
It's volatile. And quite frankly, there has been a lot of money made in cryptos. I find it so fascinating and fun to follow along with. But you are right. If you're depending on that money for daily living expenses or even vacations.
Yeah. And look, I have a couple of friends who have been in, you know, Bitcoin from when it was 5,000 or less. And, you know, they've made 10 times their money. And that's great. But when I read that there are certain, and it tends to be people who are generally 35 and under, who have 50% or more of their investable dollars in crypto, you're certainly not thinking a heck of a lot about the future. You're trying to be the next Mark Zuckerberg or somebody. You know, you want to be the next billionaire. And to me, you want to take that chance? Fine, do it with, you know, a few percent of your portfolio and make money that way. But I don't know, maybe I'm too conservative. I'm just not going to put all my eggs in one basket and hope that, you know, this works out in the end, as compared to knowing that if I'm a 30-year-old and I know I can put money into a retirement account that is tax-free for the next 40 years until I start taking out that money when I'm, you know, 70, I'd much rather do that, knowing the history of the stock market and the growth of corporate America over time.
Rick, great having you on the show, buddy. I've really enjoyed all of our conversations this year. I really appreciate all the time you spend with us. We'll be chatting in the new year. And Rick, thank you, as always, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend and very happy holiday season.
Same to you, Corey. It's been a pleasure.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.